Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. This is Every Day with Jesus broadcast, and we've been studying Bible truth concerning the local church. Bible truths concerning the local church. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for his power. Thank God for his spirit. Amen. So, in the last teaching, we concluded our study of the book of Titus, walking through scriptures to see what God expects of the saints, what God expects the leadership of the local church to ensure in the lives of the saints. Praise God. Titus chapter 2, Bible says, speak the things that are proper, that are fitting for sound doctrine. Titus 2 verse 1, speak the things that are proper or that are fitting for sound doctrine. Amen. And we see how Paul began to highlight different aspects of our living, these different aspects of our lives, amen, that God expects us to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. Amen. And then we go to Titus chapter 3. So, 1 Timothy, Titus, the book of Titus and 1 Timothy are books that, you know, instruct the pastor on how to effectively lead God's people, effectively groom and train and oversee the lives of God's people. Amen. Again, let's see Acts of Apostles chapter 20. You know what I did for you in those books? I'm going to mention it very soon. Acts of Apostles chapter 20. The local church is a place for grooming, training, discipleship, and accountability. And the earlier we submit to this wisdom of God, the better it is for our lives. Acts of Apostles 20. Praise God. And I'll start from verse 28. Oh, hallelujah. Bible says, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Hallelujah. To shepherd the flock of God. So the flock of God is not scattered everywhere, just looking for what to do, seeking direction from different places. There's a fold. Amen. There's a fold, and there are shepherds set in place for feeding the church of God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah prophesied this in the Old Testament. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Jeremiah 3, 14 to 15. Glory to God. And then today, what I want to do in this short teaching, because I've had a long day and I just have to record this because I'm driven by a sense of responsibility. So I've had a long day, but I'm just recording. So this is going to be short so I can have some rest. Praise God. And then after listening to this, don't come to the church group, church members, don't come to the church group to say, Pastor, please rest. Pastor, yeah, I'm going to rest. Praise God. Yeah. So I'm not saying this because, you know, every time I say this on the broadcast, people come around, please rest. And people are worried. No worries. I'm fine. I'm going to rest and I'm going to be very fine. Praise God. So Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. I'm saying it because the broadcast is going to be short. It's going to be short and unusual. So I want you to know why it is short. Amen. I don't believe in Christianity where the pastor is hiding and no. We are all humans, praise God. You read through the letters of the apostles, you see how that they spoke so plainly about their conditions, situations, circumstances, the kind of things that Paul wrote about himself, his struggles, his challenges in the ministry. We don't even get to hear such things on the pulpit anymore because pastors are now suddenly supermen. It ought not to be so. Jeremiah chapter 3 from verse 14, Bible says, return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you from one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. You see, that's so instructive. I'm going to take you one from a city, two from a family, and bring you to Zion. Now, Zion is the place that is spoken about in the New Testament as where we have come to. Amen. Zion is in Christ. Hebrews 12 verse 22, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. So Bible says, I'll take you from a city and two from a family, and I'll bring you all to Zion. So there's a new family, which is the family of God, called Zion. Hallelujah. Now what is going to be happening in Zion? Verse 15, Bible says, and I'll give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with understanding and knowledge. Who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Praise God. So there are shepherds in Zion. In the family of God, there are shepherds set over men for overseeing their lives and for feeding and nourishing them with knowledge and understanding. Praise God. Knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. Now, what did I do for you in 1 Timothy in the book of Titus? What did I do for you by walking you through those books? I wanted you to see and connect the dots in scriptures. Because many times people just read the scriptures and they don't connect the dots. Several things that are said are not put together to, you know, make sense of what is actually being said. Hallelujah. So you read one part of the Bible that says, go into the world and make disciples of all nations. Then you get into the epistles and you read instructions on how the saints ought to conduct themselves and their lives and all that. And then you start struggling to live that life. Hallelujah. I've seen many believers come to say, Pastor, I need help. You know, I've been struggling. I can't pray consistently. I don't get to study the word of God. I'm confused. What am I doing right? And I say, well, what church do you attend? The person says, well, I don't really attend church. You know, I'm so busy and I'm wondering, okay? Okay? Praise God. We just assume that the instructions in the epistles are given to us as individuals to try to navigate our way through, to try to, you know, imbibe those things by ourselves without any form of training. Amen. But then you do not factor in the fact that Jesus says, go into the world and make disciples of all nations. And if you know the meaning of disciples, you know disciples are students, disciples are scholars, pupils, men given over to learning. Hallelujah. Learning. So that means we cannot disconnect the instruction that Jesus gave to the apostles from the things they wrote to the saints in their letters. Hallelujah. We cannot disconnect the instruction that Jesus gave to them to go make disciples from the instructions that they gave to the saints. For if they are saying to the saints that they ought to conduct themselves in a particular way, we must not assume that the saints are to, by themselves, stumble upon those kind of attitudes and conduct and characters that are expected or demanded or required of them as believers in Christ. Amen. That means those attitudes or conducts are going to be formed as a result of discipleship. Praise God. As a result of discipleship. So when you read through Ephesians, Romans, for instance, Ephesians, Colossians and all, you do not clearly see from scriptures how that the leadership of the church is responsible for betting in men those kind of lifestyles and attitudes that are instructed in those epistles. Amen. Romans chapter 12 to 16, you find instructions how we ought to conduct ourselves. Ephesians chapter 4 to 6, you find instructions how the believers are meant to conduct themselves. In the epistle written to the Colossians, you find chapter 3 to 4, instructions on how believers ought to conduct themselves in this world. Praise God. But we cannot disconnect those instructions from the instruction of Christ to make disciples of all nations. So that means the apostles were not just giving them those instructions and abandoning them. They were responsible for those men. Praise God. Don't forget that at Acts of Apostles chapter 14 verse 23, they already appointed elders in every church. Acts of Apostles 14:23. So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Glory to God. They were appointing men over assemblies, men that would be responsible for the saints, men that would be responsible for the flock of God. We see how Paul gave instruction to the elders at Ephesus, he says to feed the flock, to shepherd the church of God over the which he has made them overseers. Hallelujah. So you ought not to read the epistles and then just read the instructions and be struggling to achieve or to attain unto those manner of conducts. You are meant to submit to training. Praise God. You are meant to submit to training. So what I did as we walked through the book of 1 Timothy and the book of Titus was to show you how that when you read the epistles, you don't see it that way, that church leaders are the ones saddled with the responsibility to ensure that the saints conduct themselves in the manner worthy of God. Amen. As we see it written boldly in the epistles. Glory to God. the general epistles written to the churches. Not in all cases. I'm going to make some connections for you in the next teaching. Not in all cases. In some cases, you can see readily that the ministry gifts are responsible for bringing up the saints, you know, in the manner that is worthy of God. Hallelujah. So don't ever disconnect instructions you find in Ephesians or Colossians or Philippians and all from the instruction of Jesus for us to go into the world and make disciples, and from the pastoral epistles that show you that the leaders are the ones responsible for training up the saints to a point where they are able to, you know, reflect the life they have been called to live. Praise God. So this is very important. Don't trivialize the place of the local church. Don't ever talk down on the place of the local church, because that is the institution that God has designed for effectively equipping the saints for ministry and for living the life we have been called to live. Hallelujah. So we're going to continue this teaching tomorrow, and then we're going to open up different areas and connect the dots in the scriptures. Hallelujah. I believe this is the shortest broadcast so far on this Everyday with Jesus broadcast, but then just enjoy. Hallelujah. If you feel this is not enough, go and listen to the previous episodes. Amen. And refresh your memory, and then we'll continue from there tomorrow. Hallelujah. So do good to invite your friends, family members, colleagues, classmates. Let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And don't forget to have a great day of being full of the Word, full of the Spirit, full of faith, spiritual songs, full of the Holy Ghost. Be a blessing to somebody also, and see you in the next episode.